We've been now joined by our race winner of the Jockey 250 here at Road America, Chase Elliott, driver of the number 9 Napa Auto Parts Chevrolet for Hendrick Motorsports. Congratulations, Chase. On the victory. Before we get started, one quick stat. This is Chase Elliott's 7th career NASCAR Cup Series road course victory. He is now ranked solely 3rd on the NASCAR Cup Series all-time wins list for road courses, behind NASCAR Hall of Famers Jeff Gordon and Tony Stewart. It's not bad company to be in, Chase. Tell us a little bit about Road America today.
Yeah, super cool and honor to be even in the in at least like 4 lines below them, much less a couple. So really proud of our team, and yeah, we really kind of struggled yesterday and never got into a good rhythm, I didn't feel like, on my end, and I thought we could be a little better with the car. I made a lot of changes overnight, and kind of started the day, and I thought that I liked it, but I just still wasn't in a good rhythm. About halfway, I felt like I started to kind of put things together and start minimizing some mistakes I had been making all weekend, and then started finding some pace. So yeah, after that, it got fun, and I was able to get a little, you know, get a flow going and get in rhythm, and then from there we were able to get on. You know, we kind of got caught up from our bad starting spot. Got on the same strategy as the leaders, and then from there we were able to go to work and had things going good enough to keep up and get by those guys.
Okay, we're now going to go to questions for Chase. If you have a question, raise your hand. We're going to get to as many questions as we can, and we'll start in the back and then make our way up front.
Sterling Price with KCOU. Chase, was there any kind of mindset reset that had to be done, especially after what happened in qualifying this morning?
No, I mean, you know, it is what it is. It's not like, you know, it's not like it really, yes, it wasn't good, but I mean, it's not like you don't have enough time if things are good, you know. So, I mean, yes, it's bad. It's a bad starting spot and a lot of opportunity to tear something up or get in the back of somebody or something back there. So that's obviously not good, but at the same time, if your car's good and we made the right adjustments and all those things, I feel like, you know, 60, however many laps the race was, is plenty of time to work itself out. So fortunately, we did make the right changes, and our car was good, and we were able to move forward and have a shot.
Okay, Steve, go ahead.
Steve McGargy, Associated Press. Just why do you think you've been so effective on these road courses, and not just on in so many different types of road courses as well?
Yeah, I honestly don't know, man. I wish I did. If I did, I'd tell you maybe, but I honestly don't. I really have no idea. I really feel like it's just good cars, and you know, our team as a whole, I mean, has been good at road courses the whole time too. I mean, you know, Kyle won where at Sonoma, yeah. So I mean, yes, I feel like, you know, drivers are only as good as what they have to drive, and fortunately, I feel like I've got the best stuff, and just gotta make it work.
All right, additional questions for Chase? Anybody? All right, Nate, go ahead.
Nate, C Sports. Hey, Chase, I know as the most popular driver, fan enthusiasm is nothing new for you, but it seemed like you have a little bit of a kinship or something with the Wisconsin fans with the front stretch and victory lane.
I don't know. I haven't really spent any time in Wisconsin, so I'm not sure why they were so loud, but it was super cool. Man, they were fired up. They were the amount of peer pressure I felt to do a burnout was like, wow. I don't know that I've ever had that much peer pressure in my life to do a burnout, and I knew it was going to happen. You know, NASCAR was yelling at me to make sure I went around the whole track, and I did a burnout in the front stretch, and I was out of tire, and I knew they were going to blow out, and I got done the interview down there, and I mean, I literally that place was packed, and all these people were chanting burnout at me. So I wasn't gonna say no, so I did, and blew the back tires off of it, and then ran out of gas and had to have a push. It was just a timely deal, so sorry for my tardiness, but I will say, you know, and I mentioned this before, you know, that the road to that first win, the lessons learned along the way, one of them is you have to enjoy these moments. They're way too hard to get. You don't know when or if you'll ever get another one. So if the fans want a burnout, I'm going to give them a burnout, and that's just what it's going to be, and we'll take the extra time and go on down the road.
Jack Knauss was in here earlier, and obviously he's a Midwesterner, but he was talking about the passion that the race fans up here have. Like you said, I mean, you're from Georgia. You probably didn't spend a lot of time in Wisconsin, but did you sense that during the course of this weekend? Did you see it today especially?
Yeah, I mean, walking around, I saw a lot of nine, hats and T-shirts and stuff, which, yeah, it's super surprising. I mean, I've, ran two Xfinity races up here. I think I ran an ARCA race in Madison, I think, somewhere up here one time. But outside that, I never really spent any time up here, so I don't really feel like I've earned the right to have that kind of support in this region. But it was amazing. I was super humbled by that, and just the people in general. I mean, whether you were wearing nine gear or not, there was just a lot of people here. I was just struck by how big a race fans we have and had here today. This place was packed. This is a massive road course, and there were literally. I mean, there were people everywhere around the course, and it's exciting, man. When we change the schedule up and go to new places, you bring energy and excitement that our series deserves to have, and I think we saw that today.
Maybe you should stick around and run Slinger, too.
Yeah, I actually considered it, but didn't work out.
You feeling a little more pressure under your own roof this year because Larson's been on fire? I mean, Bowman, light switch kind of has gone on there as well. I mean, you guys are winning so much, and for you to make a comment where you sound like Mark Martin in your 30th year, these races only come along. So, I mean, are you kind of feeling a little bit with the guys being so good under your own roof now because, that's probably your hardest competition?
No, I just genuinely know how hard it is to win, and I want to enjoy them. That has nothing to do with our team. I think it's great our company's having success. It's making all of us better. It's pushing us to be better. And the men and women at HMS deserve to win. I feel like we have the best people, and most importantly, Mr. Hendrick deserves to win for all he's given to this sport and the people in it for many, many years. So. He deserves to win the most, and I'm proud of that, proud to be a part of it. But no, I think my comments just come from literally it's hard to win, and I learned that lesson firsthand in how many races I threw away on the way to that first win, and it makes you appreciate it more. I mean, bottom line, it makes you appreciate wins more and being in this position. So when the day comes that I don't appreciate it, I should probably go do something else.
You mentioned it a little bit earlier, but Alan also talked about Pocono and how damage kind of hurt your days at Pocono, and that was his big concern about starting in the back. So I'm curious if you had, thoughts of, oh my gosh, is this going to be Pocono all over again?
Yeah, I was very aware. I was trying really hard not to knock the nose off of it, or get hit or have body damage. These bodies are just so important now. Even at the road courses that you don't want to suffer any damage if you can help it. And I did a poor job of that at Pocono, right there on the first start of the Saturday race, got kind of sandwiched there on the start and hurt our car. And then late in the race there on Sunday, I knocked a nose off of it again. So those things, there's a reason that we build them the way we build them. And when you break it, it doesn't work as good. There's a reason for all that. So I try to do a better job today of not breaking it.
All right. Any final questions for Chase? Okay. We'll take one from Dave.
I think the race was at the mile, the other one that you did here, Milwaukee Mile.
Okay. Yeah, I did. I ran one there, and then I think I did go to Madison one time, but it's been a while. I think it was an ARCA race, but, yeah, probably. Forgot about Milwaukee.
You kind of should have had a win here years ago, right? Do you even remember that? Is it like ancient so far ago?
Yeah, I remember it. I mean, shoulds don't matter. Goods don't matter. You either do or you don't. So we didn't. So today we did, and that's what matters right now.
Yep. All right. Any final questions for Chase? All right. Congratulations again on another victory, cool. And we appreciate you spending some time with us.
Thank you.
Hey, boss.